Well, I think that the main surprise might be the performance and the quality of the performance of the Balloonatics Theatre Company on the, in the middle of the week. This is a very unusual part of the school, insofar as it's a dramatic presentation wherein is reenacted the Cyclops episode of James Joyce's Ulysses, which is, I suppose, one of the most controversial representations of Cusack, or supposed representations of Michael Cusack. So in that sense, that'll be quite a wild card, quite a surprising sort of an event. But what that event does really is it provides a sort of a centerpiece for the school, which considers and reconsiders the career of Michael Cusack in the context of his time. It reconsiders a career which I suppose in some respects has been sort of forgotten, or at least has been partly sidelined in mainstream Irish culture. He died 100 years ago, so this school really provides an occasion and an opportunity for us to celebrate his legacy. On the opening night, the opening address will be given by Brother Sean McNamara, who has maintained recently and was interviewed and has gone on record as saying that Michael Cusack has been perceived by many as being quite a sort of a strange character, or a problematic character. So the aim of the school really is to reconsider that reputation, whether or not he was as strange or as controversial as he is represented as being in say James Joyce's writings, and to look at the extent to which a certain strangeness of character was necessary, I suppose, to provide the kind of propulsive force to create something like the GAA. So lectures will consider that life and that career from all manner of angles. We'll have, as I say, on the opening night, an address by Brother Sean McNamara. On the second day, then, we'll be looking at hurling Gaelic games generally in the context of history and mythology. And a lecture which, I suppose, links some of these aspects of history and mythology to contemporary issues of citizenship and identity. And as the school goes on, I think that's going to be the key element, is that we're going to sort of branch out from considering this particular time and this particular person to look at his importance and the resonance of what he did for contemporary society, contemporary senses of Irishness, contemporary senses of Irish identity.